98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. City of Wichita extending drought restrictions. We have the story.
Union negotiators recommend approving Textron's offer. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Vice President Harris appears on live stream. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Machinist Union Negotiating Committee is recommending its members vote in favor of Textron Aviation's best and final contract offer.
On Saturday, union members will vote on the contract and whether or not to strike. Late Thursday, the company presented its final contract offer that includes, in part, a 26% general wage increase over the life of the contract and 11% effective immediately upon ratification of the contract. If union members reject the company's offer and vote by two-thirds majority in favor of a strike, that strike would begin the moment the old contract ends on Sunday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita extending its drought restrictions because of the dropping water levels at Cheney Lake. City also plans to start issuing fines to people who violate the restrictions. City Communications Manager Megan Lovely says after handing out more than 300 warning letters, the city will now start issuing fines if they are warranted.
During the last 2 months, efforts on conservation were prioritized over issuing fines. Going forward, staff plans to do increase enforcement, including issuance of fines.
City currently in stage 2 of its drought response plan, and it will move to stage 3 if the conservation pool's 12-month average falls below 50%.
Vice President Kamala Harris joined Oprah Winfrey in the Unite for America 2024 live stream with an audience in studio and more attending virtually. Harris says her economic approach is focused on working-class Americans.
My approach is about lifting you up. His would be about actually weakening our economy. And I feel very strongly when an individual, when a small business, when a family, when the middle class is strong, America is strong.
Harris holds on to a 2-point lead ahead of former President Trump, according to the latest Fox News poll surveying national registered voters.
Donald Trump spoke before Jewish American leaders focused on fighting anti-Semitism.
Former President Trump, at an event aimed at fighting anti-Semitism, told a supportive audience that on the verge of a year since the Hamas attack in Israel, that no one should forget that atrocity.
The worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, without question, on October 7th, which would have never happened if I was president.
He said Jewish Americans have seen backlash on streets and college campuses in this country. The former president promised his next administration would work to make America and Israel great again. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Kentucky, a sheriff is charged with one count of first-degree murder after fatally shooting a judge inside his chamber. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart shares details on what officials say happened.
Preliminary investigation indicated that Sheriff Mickey Sean Steins, fired at District Judge Kevin Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse.
Sheriff was arrested without incident. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Road opener for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
A Salina police dog has died in the line of duty. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dow, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A Salina police dog has died in the line of duty. The department said in a news release that it happened Wednesday when the animal, while on duty, accidentally fell from an elevated position. Salina police say Ty was an active and faithful public servant serving since February of 2021.
Congress is to vote on a bill to enhance the protection for those running for president.
Supporters of the bipartisan bill say it would ensure both former President Trump and Vice President Harris get the same level of Secret Service protection as the sitting president. Republican New York Congressman Mike Lawler introduced the legislation following the first assassination attempt on former President Trump and says there's a sense of urgency.
The idea that our elections would be upended by an assassin's bullet would be so catastrophic to the country.
Both the House and Senate have ongoing investigations into the July shooting. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Oktoberfest organizers promise tighter security won't take the fizz out of Germany's big beer festival, which begins tomorrow.
Leather shorts, Oompa bands, and gallons of foam-top beer. But how about surveillance cameras, ram-proof fences, plus legions of uniformed and plain-clothed police? For the first time, Munich's Oktoberfest beer party will have metal detectors too. Mayor Dieter Reiter says don't be alarmed. It's just as safe as previous years, promises Reiter. It all follows a knife attack in another part of Germany that left 3 dead and 8 wounded. 6 million visitors are expected. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Since 1930, Starkey has served people with disabilities in the Wichita area. Jamie Reed is director of communications at Starkey. She tells KNSS News, Starkey works with the Wheat Shock Collective, part of the Athletes Name, Image, and Likeness program at Wichita State University.
As part of the NIL expectations, the athletes have a certain amount of community engagement and volunteerism that goes on. And so we were fortunate to make that connection with the Wheat Shock Collective, and they do volunteer work at Starkey.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. KNSS News Time, now 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And currently in traffic here in the Wichita area, well, things are looking okay. Taking a look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras right now. The traffic volumes are picking up, but things are still looking fairly good out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway. It's in the former Kmart building. You can check it out at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, KNSS. Take a look at the forecast this morning.
What do we got?
Mostly sunny, hot today with a high of 97 degrees.
Oof.
And then 20% chance for rain and storms tonight. How about that? Overnight low 74. And then for Saturday, 30% chance for rain and storms, a high of 94. Mostly cloudy now, 72 degrees. East wind at 7 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I don't know when I'm going to get the lawn mowed, Ted.
And then cooling off on Sunday.
Yeah. I did. I double-checked what I had earlier. Yeah, it's going to cool off with a high in the 70s on
Temperatures in the 70s starting on Sunday, yeah.
It's going to be almost like autumn. Well, the first day of autumn is the 22nd, Sunday. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita of 102,
ooh,
20 degrees above normal, which is 82. And that sets a new record, 102, for that date. The old record was set at 101. That was in 1954. And 2022, so. Yeah, if you thought it was hot, I sure did.
It was.
Late afternoon, we were planning on going to my daughter's house, and I said, I don't want to go anywhere. Let's just stay in the house. Mm. On this date in 1918, the temperature in Salina tumbled to 28 degrees. This is the earliest in the season that that city has had a temperature in the 20s. 28 degrees. Mm. Freaky weather this time of year, Ted.
Well, you're on that cusp. Some days it's going to be super hot. Some years it's going to be chilly.
On this date in 1964, the Beatles concluded their first full-fledged U.S. tour by performing in a charity concert at the Paramount Theater in New York. Hmm. The Beatles, 1964. Big birthday today in showbiz. Sophia Loren is 90 today.
90.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I think most of us have a favorite Sophia Loren movie. Mine is Houseboat with Cary Grant. Cary Grant. I like Houseboat. How about you? You got a favorite?
I'm going to go with Desire Under the Elms.
Oh, I don't even know if I've even seen that one. Who's that with?
Burl Ives and Anthony Perkins.
Yeah.
It's a weird Eugene O'Neill.
With Sophia.
That's some misfits right there. Yeah, she's married to Burl Ives, and she's having an affair with Anthony Perkins.
Oh, boy.
It's quite odd.
Okay. Two Women, the movie Two Women, won her the Academy Award for Best Actress. So there you go. She was in a movie, Crossbow or something, Operation Crossbow or mm-hmm. something like that, where she was a Nazi's wife and George Peppard's. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you this plot, but it was in the 60s, and she was photographed. I don't know how they did her hair and her makeup and everything. That was the most attractive I've ever seen her. This was like 64, 65. Yeah, she's Sophia Loren. Well,
she could bring it.
After Bachelorette, Jen Tran was forced to watch her heart-wrenching breakup on live TV for our amusement. One pollster decided to ask, has reality TV gone too far? 57% of Americans say yes, more than half. Unscripted shows take too many liberties with contestants and their emotions.
They always have.
56% also say reality TV producers should be held accountable for the mental health of participants.
Oh, please.
Almost.
These people are all getting, they're cashing their paychecks. They're not doing
it's not like they're not getting paid.
Come on.
Almost half of millennials, 46%, say they're reconsidering watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette because of what Jen went through. And 45% say it made them reflect on the reality shows that they consume.
Whatever. So-called reality.
Well, yeah. It's not really scripted.
You're with another person, but yet there's eight cameras and boom mics everywhere. So if that's reality, then...
That's not reality. That's a TV show, and you're involved.
Exactly.
They're paying you to be emotional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no one's forcing you to do that show. You're doing it on your own volition.
If it's paying me to be outrageous and present outrageous political views, I'd do that.
Exactly.
Right?
Of course.
It's done quite frequently. All right. Well... That's reality shows for you. Every now and then you'll put on some nice some audio from one of the Bachelor shows, and I just love it. I love all the emotion that these young people can generate.
Of course, it's good. Not just young people. Of course, now we have the dude from Wichita's on the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Shock. He made it through the first cut this week.
He's an older fella, huh? So, yeah.
Well, they all are.
Yeah, he's an older fella. Sure.
Although one of the eligible Bachelors this year is my age.
Oh.
So that's...
Yeah.
That's got me a little bit unnerved.
Well,
here he is, one of the Golden Bachelor candidates. He's 57. I was like, oh, Lordy.
Have Jad get the cell phone out, make a little video, and send it on in. You never know. I'd like to see you on a
see me show up, stepping out of that limo.
You have to show a little more emotion, I think.
Hey, lady. Here I am.
Great. All right, 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with the future Bachelor of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Woodward, take it away, Ted.
We do have Chiefs football coming up on Sunday. It's the road opener. After two wins at home, the Chiefs now go on the road for the first time this season. And they're heading to Atlanta, one of the least played rivalries in Chiefs franchise history. The Chiefs and the Falcons. Chiefs are favored by a field goal on the road, playing at the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the first time ever. Here we go, Chiefs-Falcons. Chiefs are favored, like we said, by a field goal. All right, Mitch Holtis will have live coverage of Chiefs football at 6 o'clock Sunday night. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday. And that's right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Last night, we had Thursday night football in the pros. Home opener for the New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Good thing for the Jets when your starting running back is Wichita's Breece Hall. Just give him the ball. You heard it last night on KFH.
Rodgers, handoff. Hall gets down low, spins his way to the goal line. The Jets believe he's in. The officials don't agree. It was a roll by Hall. He got touched by Jennings. Down.
Unbelievable effort by Breece Hall because he gets hit maybe 2 yards in the backfield, but spins out of there, and it was tough to see if he actually crossed the goal line. Jets fans think he did.
After review, the runner did get the ball across the goal line. It was a touchdown.
Hey!
Touchdown!
Wichita's Breece Hall with a touchdown last night. 83 all-purpose yards as the Jets beat the Patriots 24-3. Back-to-back wins for the Jets. College football. We have an early game tomorrow and a late game tomorrow for our in-state teams. Starting out with KU, the Jayhawks kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on the road at West Virginia to open up conference play. Jayhawks are trying to snap a two-game losing streak. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Jayhawks are two-point underdog at West Virginia. And then you got to stay up late tomorrow night for K-State. 13th-ranked Kansas State at BYU. Both teams are 3-0, conference opener, as K-State has never won a game at BYU. First time they've been out to Provo in 47 years. All right, so here's and K-State is favored by a touchdown in this game. K-State at BYU. Coverage, pregame coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. The game kicks off at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night.
It's like football around the clock.
So, yeah, exactly. So it'll end well after midnight. Staying up late for K-State football tomorrow night on the road at BYU. Both teams are undefeated. Division II football, Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are ranked 6th in the nation. Pittsburgh State on the road at Washburn. The Gorillas and the Ichabods at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Emporia State is ranked 13th in the nation. Emporia is off the 3-0 start, hosting Missouri Western tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The Emporia State defense leads the nation in interceptions.
Oh, how about that?
Takeaways. A lot of takeaways for the Hornets. College football here in town tomorrow evening. Friends University is ranked 21st in the nation. Friends is off to a 3-0 start, hosting Kansas Wesleyan. 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night on the west side of town. Friends has lost 9 straight times to the Coyotes. Would love to get that streak ended. By the way, the Friends football team leads the nation in sacks, rushing yards, total yards, and touchdowns.
Go Falcons!
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
They are really good. 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for that one, for Friends. 24th-ranked Southwestern is also off to a 3-0 start. Mound Builders hosting Tabor tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. High school football. We got week 3 on tap. Some of the games tonight, we've got Bueller at Great Bend, are both 2-0. Mound Ridge hosting Medicine Lodge, both 2-0. Here in the City League, Cape and Mount Carmel is 2-0, hosting East tonight at Stryker. And Cheney's off to a 2-0 start, hosting rival Garden Plain tonight. Last night, we did have a 6-man game. The number one ranked team in the state is Cunningham, and they won last night on the road at Chautauqua, 52-6. Cunningham off to a 3-0 start, top-ranked team in 6-man. JUCO football tomorrow night in El Dorado, 14th-ranked Butler Community College, hosting Coffeyville. Both teams are 2-1. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that is on 98.7 FM KNSS. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. It's the final 3 home games of the season for the Royals this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Interleague play hosting the San Francisco Giants. As tonight's game and Sunday afternoon's game on KFH, tomorrow night's game is on 1330 AM KNSS. The Royals have a 2-game lead for a playoff spot with 9 games to go in the season. ESPN says the Royals have a 90% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay.
See how the weekend goes. And college volleyball. Wichita State is home this weekend, hosting the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic. The Shockers opened up with a big 5-set win over Cal Poly last night, 3-2, as Alyssa Gonzalez, the freshman, had 16 kills, and Izzy Strand had 50 assists. 2 more matches for the Shockers at Coke Arena, 7 o'clock tonight against Northern Colorado, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon hosting Omaha. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for a house call for health, bringing awareness to concussions. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 here on this Friday morning, 72 degrees. The Wichita Machinists Union Negotiating Committee is recommending its members vote in favor of Textron Aviation's best and final contract offer. Saturday, the union members will vote on the contract and on whether to strike. And late Thursday, the company presented its final contract offer, including a 26% general wage increase over the life of the contract and 11% increase effective immediately upon ratification of the contract.
Vice President Kamala Harris heads out on a two-state swing through election battlegrounds.
After her stop in Detroit Thursday, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Georgia today for a campaign event in Atlanta, where she's expected to speak about abortion and where we're told that she'll try to tie former President Donald Trump to two deaths of women who reportedly died from complications from taking abortion pills. Georgia bans abortion after 6 weeks. The former president has not advocated for abortion bans at the state level. The vice president also travels to another battleground state of Wisconsin for a campaign event in the Democratic stronghold of Madison. That trip marks Harris's fourth visit to Wisconsin since she launched her White House run in July. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Former President Trump's remarks at an event aimed at fighting anti-Semitism abroad and at home targeted his Democratic opponent.
Former President Trump said in a few weeks, Americans and the world should remember the date, October 7th, that marks a year since the attacks on Israelis by Hamas. He also tied his election opponent to anti-Jewish sentiment seen at America's universities.
Kamala Harris said that the radical demonstrators on college campuses were, quote, human emotion should be this way. This is her message.
Vice President Harris has said about the campus protests that she understood the emotion behind it, but added she rejected things many of the protesters have said. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden is welcoming Indo-Pacific allies to his hometown amid criticism of press access to the summit.
The leaders of India, Japan, and Australia are joining President Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, today and tomorrow for what is likely the last Quad summit of this administration.
It was important for him to have these personal touches. It was important to him to do something that he hadn't done before. Bring him to his home. Bring him to his home city.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will host an event at his high school alma mater, but many events of the summit are not open to the press and no news conference is planned. The president of the White House Correspondents Association says a lack of access to the president due to a location chosen by the White House is unacceptable. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
LifeSave Kansas has added a fixed-wing aircraft to its helicopter fleet to assist critical need patients. Paramedic Lisa Baldwin Bateman says on average they answer 2 to 3 calls in a single 24-hour shift.
Which doesn't sound like that much, but each one of our flights takes about 4 to 6 hours minimum round trip. So that takes up pretty much the whole 24 hours.
The fixed-wing aircraft will allow them to fly further and transport patients even in non-emergency situations. 7:34 now, take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jack Bainey.
Starting our Friday off dry and mild with a mostly clear sky and a low temperature around 68 degrees around sunup, we'll be warming up again into the middle 90s today, feeling unseasonably warm, high temperature of 96, but cloud cover will start to increase as we go into this afternoon. Few showers and thunderstorms will develop. Those will be a bit spotty, but we could wind up with some rain, about a 30% chance of that happening this evening, and overnight we'll see additional showers continue to slowly move across the area. Better rain chances coming in for your Saturday, as temperatures will drop from the low 90s Saturday into the 70s on Sunday, with widespread rainfall, especially Saturday night into Sunday morning. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Right, mostly cloudy now, 72 degrees. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. Yesterday's high temperature, 102 in Wichita. That breaks the record set in 54 and equal again in 2022, 2 years ago. Normal high for the date, 82. We were 20 degrees hotter than normal. Stephen Tin in the morning here, and Elon Musk's Neuralink is getting an FDA breakthrough on a device, blindsight implant. This is pretty interesting stuff. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Brown, sir. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, there you go. So how does this work, this Neuralink? And tell us about this. This is interesting.
Well, Neuralink is another one of Elon Musk's companies, and earlier this year they got a lot of notoriety for what is known as a brain-computer interface, and it's a chip that is implanted into the brain and that wirelessly communicates with a computer. And so the test patients who have been paraplegics have been able to manipulate a computer to a certain extent by thinking. They can move the cursor. They've been able to play some rudimentary video games like chess and things like that. So it's pretty exciting stuff. But they have announced earlier this week a new device, which they call BlindSight, which does exactly what it sounds like. It restores sight to someone who is blind, or provides sight to someone who is born blind, provided the visual cortex is still present. But even if someone is missing eyes or optic nerves, this might work for them. And so this has been assigned what's known as a breakthrough device listing by the FDA, which means that Neuralink gets to have sort of special access and front of the line access, if you will, through the regulatory process to try to really bring this thing to fruition. And so they begin to they get to now find and recruit test patients for this.
This is exciting. I mean, to me, a real breakthrough, I would think. Any idea what the vision looks like? I mean, is it, did they get 2020, or do they have?
The first vision, we're told, the first attempts here are probably going to be nothing more than low-res video game-looking stuff like Atari. As the technology progresses, Musk says that this will very likely be able to provide a person with better than natural human vision. In fact, it may even allow a person to see in other spectrum, like infrared or something. So it's pretty amazing technology, the concept, and now they have to try to work to actually bring it to real life by testing it and moving ahead with this. But if it should work and work reliably, and it could truly be a game changer for a lot of people, especially when it becomes more cost effective, which would be in the future, but it's on the way.
It's amazing. My wife and I just last week went to see our optometrist for our annual checkup, and I had to get new glasses, and she's got contacts. I can see pretty well, but I'm just thinking of those folks who I know at least one gentleman who's never been sighted, and if he could get it, he would be, that would be something else. It's amazing. Amazing, Evan.
It truly is. I mean, if you even said maybe 20 years ago that this would be possible, I think people would look at you funny. Yeah, they would think of the character from Star Trek, Geordi LaForge, as played by LeVar Burton. In fact, the image of the character was used by Musk to announce this. But that was a character who was blind. The actor himself, LeVar Burton, is not blind, but the character is blind. Yeah. And he wore a device that looked like these futuristic goggles over his eyes, and that gave him sight, through technological means. This seems like that could be, something along those lines. And it's pretty fantastic.
All right. It really is. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the breakthrough device, the BlindSight. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I've said amazing about 15 times this morning, but I am impressed. Have you ever heard of the baobab tree?
Yes.
Known as the Tree of Life, its fruit is feeding a growing global market for natural food and beauty products. Well, there it is. Jad, you've probably got some baobab tree beauty cream, right?
No.
People picking the fruit in rural Africa say they are barely making enough money to survive.
No, it's just like being here.
Yeah. Climate change-induced drought has killed their usual crops, and the pickers accused middlemen of paying them little for the baobab fruit they spend hours collecting each day. Meanwhile, companies in Europe, the United States, and China are selling baobab products for prices that pickers, including children, say they can only dream of. So somebody's making some money, just not the people who have to pay. Now, am I saying it right? Baobab?
Yeah,
what do you know about
correct.
This, Jad?
There are trees in Africa. There's not very many of them left on the planet. And all these things that you're talking about over here, most of them are fake. Most of them are scams. Most of them contain zero baobab fruit at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baobab.
Yeah, just like when you go to the store and buy syrup, and it's just a bunch of high fructose corn syrup. It's not really maple syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It's fake stuff.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrived in Ukraine today focused on helping the country repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid and boost its heating capacity as winter approaches. Around half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been destroyed during its war with Russia. And rolling electricity blackouts leave parts of the east in darkness for 4 hours at a time. And more on this story at our webpage, knssradio.com. It says Ukraine has pretty well been devastated by this. That was the idea when Mr. Putin started this all. All right, we're coming up on 7:41, Stephen 10 in the morning, and on the way, the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Negotiating committee recommends that the union take Textron's offer. That's coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning on K. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 now. Three big things.
Three.
Machinists Union Negotiating Committee recommends members approve Textron's contract offer.
Two.
Temperature hits 102 in Wichita, breaking the record high for the date.
One.
City of Wichita extends drought restrictions. We'll begin fining violators. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see some of those normal areas backing up in traffic. Northbound I-135 right around Kellogg. Northbound I-235 approaching the construction at K-96 and I-135 there. And we now have the report of a stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on K-96, another high traffic area. Eastbound K-96 right around Rock. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. 20% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 74. Then on Saturday, 30% chance for rain and storms and a high of 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. An east wind at 7 miles per hour and 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano. For the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps, see the experts at Hatman Jack's. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted, and we had a record-setting day on Wall Street yesterday.
The major averages ending sharply higher with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new record highs and the Dow finishing above the 42,000 level for the first time. Wall Street's rally comes after the Fed kicked off its monetary easing cycle with a half a percentage point rate cut. Tech was the best performer among the S&P 500 sectors while consumer staples lagged. Semiconductor stocks also jumping with AI chipmakers Nvidia and advanced micro devices leading the charge. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Visa, and United Health Group. The Dow up 522 points, the NASDAQ higher by 441, S&P 500 up 95. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Brazilian coffee farmers are grappling with above-average temperatures as the country, the world's largest coffee producer, faces its worst drought in more than seven decades. Vietnam, the second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought affecting its coffee crops. As a result, potential supply shortages in both countries have driven up global coffee prices, and the price could be going up at the cup.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In advance of tomorrow's contract vote, the negotiating committee for Textron Aviation Machinists is recommending that members approve what the company is calling its best and final offer. The contract includes a 26% wage increase during the life of the four-year proposed deal and 11% of that bump effective immediately if the deal is ratified. Members will decide tomorrow whether to approve the contract and vote on whether or not to strike if the contract is rejected. Voting will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow at Park City Arena.
Boeing is planning rolling furloughs for thousands of corporate executives, staff, and managers to cut costs during the ongoing strike by its machinist union. CEO Kelly Ortberg said Wednesday in a company-wide letter, the temporary cuts will start in the coming days. Ortberg said, calling them an effort to preserve the company's long-term future. Tens of thousands of corporate employees are expected to be affected. A spokesperson told the Business Journal The company has about 170,000 employees nationwide and nearly 67,000 of them in Washington State, up around Seattle. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. And we have, we've got a little visitor who's hanging around the building over the past few days. We have a black dog. That's all I can tell you. It's just, I've seen him in the nighttime, shown my lights on him, and he ran off. And we were told by the security people this morning, the black dog's hanging around in case people are afraid of the black dog. You've seen the black dog. Dad, looks like a Labrador, maybe?
Maybe. I just saw it briefly, and as soon as it saw me, it ran towards the pond. So.
And you don't usually see what I would call a feral dog. In other words, just a wild dog.
Not really. Not in this area.
Almost like somebody has lost their dog or it's run off. So if you know somebody who's lost a black dog around, just hanging around the lake out here, right outside our building, it could be your dog. I don't know.
The one question I have is, was it wearing a collar? It was too dark to see when I saw
it. I've never seen him in the daytime. I've only seen him in the dark.
It was dark when I saw him, too, but I did not see a collar. It looked like he was just no collar at all. But, well, we got the black dog. Earlier this morning, dispatchers were talking about a naked man.
Uh-oh.
Occasionally have a naked man sighting in Wichita.
Well, it is pretty hot out there.
Yeah, well.
Any collar on him?
It did not say anything about a collar. However, he was wearing some knee-high socks.
Oh, okay.
Which that must have been
quite
a strange
the accessory.
Idea. It was a white male in his 30s, about 6 feet tall, so he doesn't fit the description of anybody we know. But every now and then we get a naked man call, right?
You hear that on the scanner every so often.
Today is National Tradesman Day, honoring the men and women whose skills and hard work build America. The day recognizes the professionals who maintain the complex infrastructure of our roads, cities, water systems, and power grids. I've been noticing here on the east side of Wichita on Highway 54, 400, whatever you catalog, that they've been patching early in the morning on both sides on the surface. And Eric Crew was out there early this morning. And I mean, they had been going all night, I'm sure. But, there's tradespeople fixing the streets, fixing the water systems, the power grids. We salute you.
Yeah,
all you hard hats out
there. Can't get society going without them.
Yeah. And even then, it goes for people of Evergy and Cox who have to go to climb those poles as well. All right, National Tradesman Day. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, stay with us. We're going to tell you about the Machinist Union set to vote on Textron's best and final contract offer. The voting's going on this weekend, of course. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we are about 15 minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a preview of Sunday night's game with Mitch in about 15 minutes.
Plus, you'll have the Blur entertainment news, right?
Yeah, we'll wrap up the week, wrap up the summer, final Blur of the summer at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weekend weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.